We feel right at home. We appreciate your kindness and everything. The nice place to stay, the food. Every meal's been great. Appreciate Brother Ryan, his family, and the people here, the home folks. They've worked real hard for this meeting, and I commend them for that. I really do. We appreciate the offerings, everything. But we desire your prayers that God would help us, that we would do God's will, and we'd be used of God. That's our heart's desire. And we ask you to pray for us. So I have hope this morning with what one of the things that Brother Daugherty said. He wasn't the only one that's had a sleepless night. I too have had a sleepless night. And you preachers know what I'm talking about. If I'd have had my way and was going probably my way, I'd probably be preaching from Psalm 73. But it left me. I've reached for it and pulled for it. But it's left me. It's left me. It's not there. But I just got myself in that room last night to a little place and pulled me a chair, prayed, looked, studied, and prayed. And this morning, early, just a portion of Scripture come to me. But Brother Daugherty talking about on that sleaky, icy road where they had gotten stuck with the ball tires spinning, that God dispatched an angel and helped them out of there. That's my only hope this morning, is for God to dispatch an angel and help me out of here. That's right. That's right. But I want you to turn with me this morning to Mark's Gospel, Mark chapter 5, very, very familiar scriptures to you Bible readers. In the book of Mark chapter 5, there was, in this chapter, there's lots of things that have taken place. The man had been, demonic man had been gotten peace and gotten a touch from the Lord. And then the woman that had the issue of blood, and Jairus' daughter, got help. But I want to preach. I'm not going to preach from this whole chapter, so don't be alarmed. And Lord willing, we'll try to have you out of here by 12 o'clock, okay? So let's look at verse 25 of chapter 5 of the book of Mark. It says, "And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any farther? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. That'll do for the Bible reading. You may be seated. Early this morning, this portion of scripture come to me, is on my heart. There in verse 35, where it says, why troublest the master? Why troublest the master? I feel like, I know we're at the last day of this camp meeting, and Brother Webster has just preached outstanding last night. The other night was great, but I feel like last night he just outdone himself to me. And here we are at the last day of this meeting. And it could be just me, I don't know. But I feel within my soul that there are still needs among us that God is wanting to minister to. That's right. I didn't just come up with this. If I'd had my ruthers and my way, I know what I'd have done. I'd have preached from the book of Psalms. But I feel that the adversary of our soul is probably telling some of you right here this morning that's under the sound of my voice, there's no need of you troubling the master. Come on. The meeting's about to be over. The last amen is soon to be said. Why bother him? Why trouble him now? Come on, don't you hear me preach? I feel like that the master, that Christ is wanting to do for us, but some of us have drawn back and we are afraid to ask. Come on. Help me preach. We're living in a day and a time that so many people, they have this attitude about them that God knows what I need. And when he gets ready, come on, when he gets ready, he'll meet my need. Come on, church, help me here for just a little while. But I want to tell someone here this morning, it's under the sound of my voice, there is something that you need to do. Come on. You have probably said, oh, Brother Lee, you don't know how much I have prayed. You don't even know the time and realize the times that I have pushed my plate back and fasted and sought the face of God. But yet still, I am lacking. Come on. But what if Jairus here, my friend, hadn't troubled the master? What would have become of his daughter? Come on, church. Oh, Lamb of God, I'm a feeling this. I know. Even before we left the room this morning, I could feel that enemy telling me, you better leave this right here alone. You better go on with what you had and leave this right here alone.
I even feel it right here. But I'm also feeling the glory of God of wanting to help somebody. Do you know something? We are serving a God that is still a healer. Come on, help me right here. He can speak the word and it can be done. Oh, glory to God. I don't know where you might be this morning, my friend. You might have said, Brother Lee and I have cried out unto God, and it seems as though he does not hear my cry. He's not even taking notice of me. But I'm here to tell you, dear child of God, he sees the little sparrow when it falls to the ground, and you are much more valued than many sparrows. Come on. He is concerned about your need. Did you know right here, we've already got a testimony last night. I believe that it was from Brother Steve that stood up and said, when Brother Ryan asked him to testify, he said, in the year of 1988, at this meeting, I got saved. I got born again. Did you know something? You can leave from here this morning with a testimony on a Friday morning. I got a touch from God. I got what I needed from God. The Holy Ghost come by and showered his blessings down. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of God. You know what? I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost has been pulling on your heart all of this week, my friend. He's been a-talking to you. He's been a-speaking to you. But you know what? I've just about said it every service that I have been in. The key to you getting relief and the key to you getting help, my friend, is being obedient to the Spirit of God. Come on. There used to be a time among holiness churches and among services like this, we forgot about what people thought. We forgot about what people said. It wasn't nothing for us to stand to our feet and to raise our hand and to come down the aisle and to say, I'm the one that's needing help. I'm the one that's needing a touch. Wouldn't it be something if the Holy Ghost come by here this morning and done a miracle right here, right before our very eyes?
But we don't seem to want to trouble the master. The Bible tells me in the book of Isaiah, it says, seek you the Lord while he may be found. It says, call upon him while he's near. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible also tells us in Matthew's gospel, 7 and verse 7, it says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and him that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Oh, I'd love to see God come by this morning. I'd love to see the Holy Ghost come by and to do something for somebody right here this morning. I don't know, you might be in a battle. You might be in one of the greatest storms of your life. Help me while I preach right here for a little while. But I want to tell you something. I feel like talking. There's somebody right here this morning. When the disciples was in the storm and Jesus was in the hinder part, asleep on a pillow, my friend. I want to tell you what. Was it the storm that awoke Jesus? No. It wasn't the storm that awoke him. But Larry Darty made mention about Hurricane Katrina that come through Alabama there. I want to tell you something. I was there. There was one that come through. One of them was named, I believe it was Arlene. They wasn't nothing to her. Come on here. They wasn't nothing to Dennis. They wasn't nothing to them. I want to tell you, that's the first time in all of my ministry, Brother Webster, I've ever put boards on a church windows. But we did there. You know what I told them? I said, I don't even like the looks of this. It makes it look like we're going out of business. But I want to tell you, when Katrina got to huffing and a puffing, it made a believer out of me, my friend. I said, I've seen stronger winds back in Georgia. It's what Arlene was and what Dennis was and what some of these others was. But when Katrina got to blowing, I want to tell you, it made me
to know that there was a real storm going on? Could there be somebody right here this morning under the sound of my voice that you in a storm like you've never been before? I'm here to tell somebody, come on, help me right here. When the disciples cried out, "Carest thou not that we perish?" I want to tell you something. He's the one that will awake my friend at the cry of his children. No, he was fast asleep. They probably said, "We don't need to trouble him." But they must be in the trouble. The master of my friend, oh glory to God, I'm a feeling the kind of glory of God right here in this house. I'm a feeling the third person of the Godhead. I want to minister to somebody. You know what you need to do? You need to pull the prayer bells of heaven one more time. You need to give him one more opportunity. This could be the very morning that he can say, "Peace, be still," and there will be a great calm. Yo! James says something like this. He said, "Ye have not because you ask not." Oh, me. Help me preach, help me preach. I don't know. You might be here this morning. You're probably here. I don't believe that God just deals, and I feel like God dealt with Brother Darty about Psalms 23. Talk to us about Psalms 22 and Psalms 24. Come on. He talked to us about the shepherd, redemption. He talked to us about the shepherd, the returning of the shepherd. Come on. Help me here. But I want to tell you, he is your shepherd this morning, and he is a wanting to minister to you this day. Come on, help me right here. It's coming down to the final line right here. It is going to be up to you and I if we won't help. But you know what some of you are thinking? Brother Lynn, if I get up from where I'm at, I'm going to interrupt the service. I'm going to throw everything out of kill. No, you're not. Come on, you know what we need more than anything? We need just an old, genuine Holy Ghost interruption. Where, come on, help me right here for a while. Hey, God is greater than your problem. God is greater than your need, my friend. There, come on, I'm a feeling this thing. I'm a feeling a great need right here, my God. I want to tell you something. God is able to take care of the need in your body. You know the reason we don't see as many healings and as many miracles? We no longer preach about them. We no longer tell about them. We no longer believe God for them, but thanks be unto God. I'm a feeling something other right here this morning. I don't know what your need might be, but I'm a feeling the glory of God. I wanted to come back. Come on. The waters might be troubled in your life, but I know one this morning that can calm the troubled sea. Why? Why trouble the master? Why trouble him? He's got other things to do. I won't tell somebody. He is concerned about you. Woo! I'm feeling this thing this morning. I know this is very shallow. I know this is very elementary. But this is what I've got. This is what I've got right here. Oh, Lamb of God. No wonder in 1 John 5, verse 14 and 15. And he says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us." Did you hear that? He hears you. if you're asking things according to his will. I feel like right here this morning, there is some of you, you've been asking some things according to his will and according to God's word. He hears you. Come on, help me right here. He might have put you down, dear child, and let you walk by faith for a little bit, but he's hearing you. Come on, oh, glory to God. The devil wants you to think that he does not hear you, but you know what I'm feeling right now? The devil is so afraid on the very last morning of this camp meeting that we're going to have a Holy Ghost interruption, that the Spirit of God is going to get in this thing, that he really and truly doesn't know what to do. I don't even necessarily have to give an altar call this morning. I feel like what somebody needs to do is just obey the Holy Ghost. Raise your hand, step up from where you're at, and start walking on top of the things that's getting you down. That's not all of the verse. He says, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we asked, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Woo! The devil is so afraid that somebody is going to get a hold of faith, and they're going to mix faith with the word of God, and somebody's going to get help this morning. Come on, help me right here. You know what somebody needs to do this morning? The devil's been a walking on you. He's been a riding on your back. He's been a tormenting your mind. He's been a telling you, you're never going to get it. You're never going to feel it. I'm here to tell somebody, you need to put the devil where he needs to be. Come on, you need to say, get thee behind me, Satan. I'm a reaching forth in faith. I'm a believing God. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Come on here. Help me for a little while. You know what trouble Peter, my friend, he stepped out and the wind was boisterous. Yes, he did make the start. He did start walking, but thanks be unto God, when he went down and began to sink, he said, Lord, save me. I give him credit for that, don't you? But you know what I'm a feeling this morning? I'm a feeling somebody needs to have the same cry and the same words that Peter had. Lord, save me. The psalmist said, he said, in my distress, are you there? In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Oh, glory to God. Dear child of God, he's heard your cry. Whew. Man, man, man. I tell you, I won't tell you exactly how I feel. This morning when we left the room, I told my wife, I said, I feel just like exiting out the door. It's really truly how I feel. But I'm not feeling that way right now. I'm really not. No, I'll be the first to tell you. I don't really like for God to do me this way. You ought to be up here. Come on, you ought to be up here. I really don't. I'd kind of love to be settled on what I'm going, especially at a meeting like this, especially any time, Brother Hobby. I like to kind of be settled. But I get in situations like this a lot of times. You think I'm worried and sweating? Y'all look at my wife right now. If you want your 30 minutes, baby, come get it. Come on, you can have it. Right now, you know what I'm talking about. Some of you just here earlier. But I'm telling you right now, I'm a feeling a need right here among us. You've wrestled with it. You've fought with it. You've struggled with it. Come on, help me right here. And you know what you're going to do? If you don't do something about it, my friend, you're going to leave this camp meeting as grand and glorious as it has been. And you're going to leave here with that very need. And you're going to say, I'm going to get help on down the road. boat. I want to tell you something, another. You might not find an atmosphere like what we've got right here, the presence of God and the Spirit of God. Oh, glory to God. I want to tell you, and I'm not trying to get through preaching early neither, but I'm feeling a need right here among us where somebody needs to make the break and needs to make the move, my friend. And that's what the devil is afraid of. He's afraid that we're going to have a breakthrough, an old time Holy Ghost breakthrough, and somebody's going to receive help and they're going to receive strength from God. That's what I'm needing, brother. I don't guess I need a bottle that big. We might. You want us to pray for you? Well, get this right, Brother Ryan. Let me talk to us a while. Ain't this, that's not good English. I paid a many a penny for saying that word. It still didn't break me. But ain't this what church is all about? And you know what? There are some of you others right here that saw the sound of my voice. You would give anything in the world to be right down here where this brother is at. Come on, you'd forget a call. Glory to God. Forget about your hairdo. Forget about the clothes you got on, whether you're going to wrinkle them or mess them up or not. What you need more than anything, my friend, is a touch from the master's hand. Come on here. Trouble the master anymore. Come on, there's needs right here among us this morning. While the waters are troubled, why don't you step out? Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Come on, is anyone else? Is anyone else right quick? You know how I really feel right here? We've got to this part of the service. You know really and truly how this preacher feels? I feel like the sum of us is like blind Bartimaeus. We have been told to hold our peace. Come on, help me right here. I'm telling you something, church. The Lord is a passing by. The Lord is in this house this morning. He's concerned about your need. He's concerned about my need. He's the one that said, cast all your cares upon me, for I cared for you. And you know what Bartimaeus done? He cried out to more. He just cried out to more louder. I want to tell you, that's what somebody needs to do right here this morning. You need just to cry out louder, my friend, unto the God of heaven. And unto the God of glory. He is the God that heals us. He suffered a stripe upon his back that we are healed. Woo! Oh, holy, 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 holy God of heaven. Come on, church. Play, Brother Mark. The Lord is in this house. The healer is in this house. The I am that I am has walked right in here among us. Come on, oh glory to God.
I know I'd be healed. My sins all forgiven.
Hey, did you know that homeless people in this day and hour, they got mental stress, they got mental problems. I've never seen a day of pressure and stress in an age of anxiety like that it is in this day and hour. But I know one that's able to take it from us. I know one that's able to calm every nerve, my friend, that's able to cool the fevered brow. He's concerned about you as a whole.
My sins all forgiven. If I could but touch him, I know I'd be whole. My bottom is set by the wayside of begging. Part of his glory.